We are in this, this is the conclusion today of these, the woes. There's these seven woes that we've been hearing the last 3 days. Not fun to listen to. Let us first keep in mind what St. Paul mentioned in the first letter, his first reading, the letter to the Thessalonians. In receiving the word of God from hearing us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it truly is the word of God, which is now at work in you who believe. The word of God is at work in you who believe and in I who believe. It's working, but yet we still have to face the reality of these woes. So we have received the word of God. Thanks be to God. We thank God unceasingly for that gift. It's at work. But yet, what do we make of these woes? It's not just a historical account of what happened 2,000 years ago. God certainly has something for it in us as he's challenging the leaders, those who appeared to be the religious ones. He's challenging them. He uses this image of a whitewashed tomb. So you scribes and Pharisees, you religious leaders of his time, woe to you. There's hypocrisy in you. You are like whitewashed tombs, which appear beautiful on the outside, but inside are full of dead man's bones. What's this all about? In Judaism, if you were to touch the bones of a dead man or even a tomb, you'd become unclean. And so as they were making pilgrimage often, particularly at the time of the Passover to go to Jerusalem, they said that the streets would be lined with tombs. And if you bumped into one, unknowingly, accidentally, you would become unclean. And that's not a good thing, because then you couldn't partake of the festivities. Imagine making a pilgrimage to Rome and, you know, bumping into some statue, and then all of a sudden becoming unclean, and you couldn't enter into St. Peter's Basilica. You could not participate at the Mass. There were serious repercussions. So what they would do is they would whitewash these tombs, make them gleaming and glowing white, so that everyone would, you could avoid them, and thus not make yourself unclean, and thus be able to participate in the festivities. So they said that they were gleaming white, in fact, became quite beautiful. So Jesus is using this evocative imagery to say, remember those, see those tombs? Yes, they become beautiful. We whitewash them nicely. But if I were to bump into them, I become unclean. He says, that's what the Pharisees and the scribes are like. Beautiful on the outside, everything looks in order. But inside there are dead, decaying bones and flesh rot. But on the outside, it looks really nice. And Jesus is challenging them in that. He's showing us, don't be like that. We can't be like that. So even if the outside we do a good job of making it beautiful and glowing as beautiful as we can, what he's constantly calling us to, as he was calling out the scribes and Pharisees, is to take a look at what's going on inside. That's really what matters. Coming here in these things and the religious practices are really good, but what's most important and dear to Christ is what's going on in the heart. How do we know? If we want to know how what's going on inside, it's good to take a look at our fears and our desires. And one of the great ways to examine, hold in me. And those are the places he wants. That's where there are dead, decaying bones in me, is where I'm desiring things that are not purely of God. Glory, honor, all these things that we all want to some degree. And where I'm afraid, those are places that are dead in me that God wants to claim. How do we do that? We examine it. Read that prayer if you haven't. If you have, do it every day. I recommend. It's painful, but good. Find out where the fears and desires are, the desires that are not of God. That's where Jesus wants to come. What do? We sit in prayer and we give them over to him. And we go to confession. And then we become not like the scribes and Pharisees, but as true sons and daughters of God, who are as pure on the inside as we appear on the outside. And then Jesus is praised, and then we are alive. May God be praised today. May he help us to conform our insides with that of our outsides. Amen.